I guess just on a personal note, yeah, our family is suffering the loss of not one but two pets in recent days. Earlier this week, we had found a crazy story. I shared it in the past. Found a hedgehog in the graveyard in a carry case a couple of years ago. My daughter and her friend, and Elena has been the caretaker of this at her house for more than a year. But Shamrock the hedgehog had passed this week, and then you've heard us talk about got a couple of dogs, but also Gizmo, our ferret, passing last night as well. So Gizmo was old; he lived a long time. He wasn't just brand new when we got him back in 2018 after we got back from Liberia, and so he lived a long life and provided us a lot of joy and adventure for sure. So anyhow, feel for people. You really get attached to your pets, don't you? For sure. All right, it is Monday, November 17th, day number 321 on the calendar year. And just very quickly, in 1973, an embattled President Richard Nixon defended himself during the Watergate scandal, telling the AP's managing editors meeting,
"People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got."
But Nixon resigned the following August when the Watergate scandal forced him from office. And 1558, Elizabeth I began a 4.5-decade reign as Queen of England, ascending the throne after the death of Queen Mary, her half-sister. All right, we close it out with a devotion and then casting crowns by request this morning on WWIB. We're already up to day 32 of the 40-day devotional experience, God's Love Letters to You from Larry Crabb, taken from his longer book, 66 Love Letters. This one, Colossians, fully seen, fully wanted by an inflexibly holy God. Colossians 1, 13 and 14 in the New King James says, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Larry imagines the Lord might unpack this for us from Colossians, saying, "Place no hope in the experience of satisfaction now. If you do, you are shifting away from the hope held out in the gospel of my Son. You will then disfigure the Christian life and blur and discount what my Son accomplished in His death and resurrection. Right now, my Son is in you as your hope of glory, not as your opportunity to experience glory now. That hope, when grasped, will fill you with gratitude for forgiveness. Only then will you realize that what my Son offers you now, what He is doing in you now, is far greater than the satisfying, trouble-free, always fulfilling life that you think would be best, the life that too many counselors, pastors, spiritual warfare warriors, spiritual directors, and Christian friends tell you is available now. Consider the relationship with me that you now possess, once alienated, now beloved, once enemies, now friends, once separated, now reconciled, once under wrath, now forgiven, once dead in selfishness, now alive in selflessness. Fully seen and fully wanted by an inflexibly holy God who in Christ has given you the gift of absolute secure righteousness. That's what you have now. Believe it, trust it, enjoy it. Our prayer, Father, thank you for our righteousness secured by Jesus. We long to believe not just what's in our head, but in our heart that we are your beloved, your friend. Keep doing your work so that we can more often and more consistently move from being selfish to being selfless. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of things I think you might find interesting. Let's see, which one to go with first? First of all, it is National Unfriend Day. We shared this in special events. So here's the deal. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel invented this day back in 2010, a pretend holiday in which Facebook users go through and trim from their friend lists. And today is that day. Now, here's what he said. The day is meant to be a judgment-free opportunity to, maybe clean up your friend list from those who maybe just are not helpful for your mental health or simply are not real connections. So, all right. Challenge accepted. Meanwhile, it's also an Italian woman, Lucia Laura Sangenito, will turn 115 on Saturday. Now, listen, nothing's for sure when you're 114 years old, right? I mean, I'm saying to myself one day at a time at 61. But for Lucia Laura, she'll turn 115 this Saturday. Ethel Caterham of the UK is the oldest living person. She turned 116 in August. But Lucia's hot on her trail. So we'll keep track of that contest between the two of them. By the way, last week, I guess, there was a survey out that found if people had a choice, on average, Americans would want to live to 91. In total, 23% said they'd want their lifespan to last until their 80s, 24% said their 90s, and 23% would want to live until they were between 100 and 119. I mean, I'd like to get to 100. You know, I'd like to accomplish that. Our late, great Mabel Louise Stewart got to 101, you know. Just 7% would prefer to live to 120 or more. I know it, having done a show with Karen Hurd, the state representative, for 9 years, Wellness Wednesday, she made no secret of the fact she wanted to live to 120. So, all right, go get them, Karen. Weekend recap, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. On my end, football, and some sad news. But first of all, football. The McDonald Max squaring off with Gilman in the state title game. 8-player action. And the Max come out on top in a 22-0 shutout. And so great day, great weather for that, and great fan support from both sides. And so a thrill to be a part of that broadcast with Seth and Grant Smisky. And you can check the podcast out at wogo.com. Then enjoying the Packer win with friends yesterday. And then also last night, the passing of our ferret Gizmo. He lived a long life. Much longer than one might have anticipated, continuing all of his adventures. But same week we lost our Shamrock, the hedgehog, also we lose Gizmo the ferret.
My weekend certainly involved some football as well, too. Caught portions of your broadcast whenever I could in kind of a busy and fun Saturday, and enjoyed hearing that broadcast with you and the Smiskies. Got some Christmas lights up. Now, my Christmas light display is nothing really to look at. It's not that great, but I needed to get it done, and I got it done and took advantage of the warmer weather. Mm-hmm. So that's up, and spent some time at Carson Park, watched part of the Blue Golds game because Cooper was part of a team from Chippewa Valley Youth Football. Their flag football team was invited to play at halftime with several other teams as well, too. So that was a lot of fun seeing him play on that big field. And also spent some time going back to Friday night, kind of tabbing between several different live streams of high school football games, teams punching their ticket to the state tournament. So enjoyed watching some of that on Friday. Enjoyed watching the Packers get a win on Sunday afternoon as well. It's been a bit. It's been a minute, as they say, until since the Packers got a win. So Cooper and I thoroughly enjoyed that and got plenty of steps in over the weekend as well.
Can I just say, you did a great job catching the video. Cooper catches a touchdown pass. It was a really tough grab, and he ran it in. So that was really good.
You did a great job. Yeah.
Well, things moving right along. It's Monday, November 17th, and start of the gun deer season around the corner. You got Thanksgiving next week. The deadline for our 60 Ways in 60 Days is now less than a month away. And, of course, Christmas, 1 month and 8 days from now. And it turns out that more than 20% of us looking to maybe get ourselves something for Christmas.
This sounds kind of like an answer to one of our Tuesday trivia questions. Just over 1 in 5 adults will do this. It's buy themselves a Christmas present.
Yeah, probably could have been a question. Now we've given away the answer. They say they'll buy themselves a Christmas present this year, but they'll probably spend less money than they have in the past.
So I'm going to get myself a little something-something, but I won't break the bank on it. The top thing adults will buy themselves is new clothing.
Huh.
Practical.
There you go. I like to shop for the used clothing rackets, but hey, by the way, there's a name for this. It's called self-gifting.
So I guess that, you know, self-care, big buzzword out there. So self-gifting. So and is it because you're worried no one else will get you exactly what you want, or you're just shopping and spending so much? It's like, yeah, might as well get myself a little something at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something to think about. When I tell people about MyPillow.com, I'm like, get it for yourself and give it to others, right?
There you go. Absolutely.
Well, we were talking about world records, it seems, last week, right? It was Guinness World Record Day.
It was.
Wow. A high school teacher set a world record that each of us would like to have under our name.
Indeed. How about this? Well, you've got the stats in front of you, Hal. Go ahead.
Yeah, a high school gym teacher from Maine, Ryan Martin, may have achieved his third Guinness World Record title by sinking, get this now, 1,516 three-pointers during a one-hour attempt at a middle school. Wow.
So not only did he make that many, 1,516, but he did it in just 1 hour. Uh-huh. Last Wednesday, Ryan Martin attempted a total of 1,683 shots, surpassing his target of 1,372 by 145 successful 3-point makes.
Yeah. He's a former college basketball player, previously held a Guinness World Record for sinking 1,134 three-pointers from the NBA three-point line, which is 3 feet farther from the basket than the high school line.
Now, he's not just a long-distance shooter.
No.
He also holds the record for the most free throws made in 1 hour at 2,494.
He can shoot. He can shoot well. He can shoot quickly.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
1,516 three-pointers in just 60 minutes. And that would be incredibly tiring as well, too.
It doesn't say if he had a rebounder. I'm thinking he did.
You've got to, right? You've got to. I mean, I'm trying to do some quick math here. That is over 25 made every minute.
Yeah, wow.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
That was really, really incredible. Congratulations, Ryan Martin, gym teacher from Maine.
Well, while people may eat something other than turkey for Thanksgiving about 10 days from now, it still is probably the main food item on most Thanksgiving dinner tables.
And maybe it's something other than, say, a turkey sandwich here and there. Maybe it's something you don't usually have turkey that often other than Thanksgiving. And, of course, a lot of great traditions around Thanksgiving. And usually you think, man, I end up taking a big nap at some point after that Thanksgiving dinner. And usually turkey is what's thought of as the culprit. It made me sleepy.
Yeah, you've heard it said before that people are like, well, it contains tryptophan, an amino acid linked to relaxation. And so maybe that's what causes the drowsiness.
Now, what they're saying now is the amount in turkey, the amount of tryptophan in turkey is not actually enough to cause noticeable drowsiness on its own.
Yeah. The real cause of post-meal sleepiness, usually the large portions.
And heavy carbohydrates. You just eat a lot, right, for Thanksgiving.
Right. And maybe some beverages that are consumed that maybe further add to that, and that accompanies leads you to go, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And you just fall right asleep in that chair.
Hopefully you fall asleep after the Packers get a win over the Lions. That's
yes.
what we're hoping for. We'd love to be able to sweep those guys this year.
It's going to be tough.
Well, something you won't want to fall asleep during is the brand new movie coming out, I Can Only Imagine 2. Stay tuned right here on WWIB. I have something in the works for you all with Micon Cinemas for that. It's coming out in the latter part of February. But from that motion picture soundtrack, Mercy Me has a brand new song out. Our music director, Greg Stewart, just let us know about that. So brand new music debuting right now here on WWIB. This is Mercy Me from the upcoming soundtrack of I Can Only Imagine 2. This is called Make It Well. Thank you for making WWIB part of your Monday, hopefully part of your everyday.
Making well with my soul. Don't let me face this loneliness alone. Making well with my soul. I need a peace that only heaven knows. Jesus, could you please just sit and cry with me till I can sing, till I can sing. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Whatever my lot, you are still my God. It is well with my soul. Making well my soul. When the storm is raging, please don't let me go. Oh, voice that calms the sea, keep whispering to me so I can say, so I can say. speaking well with my soul. Keep this heart from hardening like stone. Show me through the pain. There's reason still to pray, so I can sing, so I can sing. Well,